The other exciting area of management in the last little while has been the fact that we have seen in the nice study by Mike Weschler and colleagues in the New England Journal of Medicine how effective mepolizumab is in EGPA. In this study, patients who were relapsing or refractory to EGPA were treated for 4 weeks, taking a stable dose of prednisone, and they were treated with standard care in one arm of the study versus patients who had mepolizumab. And there were various definitions within the study in terms of recurrence of the vasculitis, a recurrence of their asthma symptoms, and also their sinus disease was tracked. The very gratifying results from this study, because historically, as I mentioned earlier, our only treatment for this condition was really systemic corticosteroids. Patients had more weeks in remission versus on placebo. There was a higher proportion of patients in remission at both week 36 and 48. And patients had a higher proportion of patients had persisting remission. They had a lower relapse rate. And most importantly, not only did the mepolizumab have a benefit in terms of these endpoints, it was also associated with an ability to reduce the oral corticosteroid. The profile, the safety profile of mepolizumab was similar to the previous studies in which it was used. And I should mention more broadly, the various biologic therapies that we're fortunate to have available for us now, they've shown no significant increased signal in terms of adverse events. 81% of placebo-treated patients had no accrued weeks of remission, whereas 47% of mepolizumab did meet the remission criteria. So the implications of these findings are that we now have a very effective treatment for a devastating illness, a treatment that carries with it minimal adverse events compared to the historical treatment option of oral corticosteroids. And this, therefore, is the huge advance for this particular condition, just like these therapies that we've discussed today are a huge advance for the treatment of eosinophilic disorders more broadly, in particular severe asthma.